Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed Hamud Bet, at the second Mishnah of the third Perek, Perek HaMafkid, HaSocher Parah Michavero. Now keep in mind that a socher is not liable if an animal dies or some other onus happens. A shoel is. HaSocher Parah Michavero. So a fellow rented an animal from his friend, Vishilo Leacher, and he lent it to another. Umeta kadarka, and then it died in normal fashion, meaning not because of the work. The socher takes such an oath that it died kadarka to the owner, and he doesn't have to pay. And the shoel has to pay the socher, which is very strange because this guy's a renter and now he's gaining, and that's Rabbi Yossi's claim. I'm Rabbi Yossi. How can this guy do business with another fellow's animal? He disagrees and says that the shoel has to pay a para to the original owner and the socher is cut out. Now, how does the socher gain the rights to this para? Bishvua, with the oath that he takes, this is what he thinks, the oath that he takes to the owner, just like in our first Mishnah where the Shomer Chinam got the rights to Kefel with his payment. V'nemale maskir l'socher, why doesn't the owner say to the socher, dal ant v'dal shvuatech, I don't need you and I don't need your shvua, I'm not interested in your shvua. V'ana mishtaino dina v'hadi shoel, and I'll deal with the shoel and then I'll get paid. It's my para. Amarle, Abaye's answer was, Misavret socher b'shvua hu dekakani la. You think that the socher gains the rights by the shvua? Mishan mito dekani. It's at the point that the animal dies that the socher now has rights to this animal. The shvua is simply there to make the balabayit feel better about the fact that there were no shenanigans here. Now, Amar Abizera, Pamim Shabalim Shalmin Kama Parot LaSocher. Fascinating proposition that he puts forward. It's possible that an owner could end up having to recompense to the fellow he rented to, and several times over, even more. Hechidami, what's the case? So here's the case that he constructs. Agra, Agra Mine Meayomi. So we'll call the owner Moshe, and we'll call the other fellow Chaim. So Chaim rents the cow for 100 days from Moshe. How does Shaili mean Tishan Yomi? Then Moshe turns out needs the cow, so he borrows it back for 90 days. Which means afterwards there'll still be 100 days that it's Chaim's. And then Vahadar Shaili mean Shivin Yomin, but now Chaim, Vahadar Agra mean Tamanin Yomin. Chaim then goes and rents it back from Moshe for 80 days. Hadar Shaili mean Shivin Yomin. And then Moshe rents it back from the fellow he lent it to for 70 days. And it dies during that period of 70 days. Now, the owner, who is now a shoel, has to pay for each she'ela, and therefore he's going to have to pay two cows to the renter who rented from him. Now, Amar Rav Acha midiv to the Ravina, so he challenged it and said, "Mechti chadaparahi, it's one animal. I love Afka. When he takes it in and moves it out, I love Afka. Afka mischirut lo ilishela. So it's a schirut, and then this fellow borrows it. Now it's a sheula, etc. In other words, it can't have double status at the same time. For sheula ilishirut. In other words, it's only one animal. The animal effectively died in the property of the under the watch of its original owner. Whether or not he has to pay the socher anything, he certainly doesn't have to pay him double. So Amrlei umi ita the para be'ena dinei malehachi. But Ravina says the cow's not around that you could point to and say there's only one of them. It's all a theoretical construct. So Mar Rav Ashi Amar, he comes up with something that seems to be a moderate view. There's only two parot here, meaning chada de she'ela v'chada de schirut. Why? Shum she'ela achati, all the she'elot are one animal. V'shum schirut achati, in other words, it's one shem she'ela and one shem schirut. So therefore, what do you do? De she'ela kani legamre. Therefore, the one of the she'ela, he acquires it in totem. The schirut, the one of schirut, avad by yemoi schirute, so he, the sachir, gets an animal back, he keeps it for the length of the schirut, which is 100 days, and then he gives it back to the owner. So that's how it's going to play out. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Pamim sheshneihem b'chatat, upamim sheshneihem b'asham, pamim sheshocher b'chatat v'ashoel b'asham, pamim sheshocher b'asham v'ashoel b'chatat. Now, one quick preface that I put on the page. If a person takes an oath and lies. It's chayv korban chatat. If a let's say a person takes an oath that he ate something yesterday and he didn't, achalti lo achal, whatever. In the meantime, if somebody takes an oath that's designed to get him out of a financial liability and he lies, it's chayv an asham. So he said, in our case in the Mishnah, where there's a socher and a shoel, it could be that the same exact circumstance happened, the same exact oath was taken, meaning the same content of the oath, and they would both be chayiv chatat, or they'd both be chayiv asham, or one would be chayiv chatat, the other asham, or vice versa. So let's see. The first thing that the Mishnah says is as follows. That is, kfira, hakeit, zad kfirat mamon asham, bitu yisfataim chatat, as I said. If you're denying a financial liability and turns out you're lying under oath, it's an asham. If you're just lying under oath, it's a chatat. How could they both be chatat? An animal, he was socher, and then he lent it to somebody else, and the animal died regularly. They said it was nansa. So now, socher ben kach ben kach mifta pater, he's pater either way. Meaning, all he's doing is lying, but he's not exempting himself at all, because either way he'd be pater, b'chatat. Shoel, ben kach ben kach chiyuv, v'chayiv, shoel is chayiv either way, so therefore, b'chatat, he's a chatat, because he's not exempting himself at all. He's chayiv either way. Panim shenem b'asham, could be both of them have to pay an asham, let's say it was stolen. From meta machmer malacha, they said it died because of malacha, which is the only p'tur for a shoel. Tavayu kakafri mamona, because really, both of them should have to pay, and both of them are trying to get out of payment. Now, you could have a situation where the renter has to is chayv b'chatat and the shol b'asham, but the same reality and same claims. If the animal died in a regular fashion, but they both claim it died because of malacha. How does that play out? He's pater either way. Died this way, died that way, he's pater. So therefore, he just lied. Chayav chatat. Shoel the machayv meta kadarka, but a shoel who'd be chayav if the truth came out. But he tried, v'kapata nafshim meta machmat malacha. He's trying to get himself out of it by saying, meta machmat malacha, v'asham. Socher v'asham v'shoel v'chatat. How about the flip? K'gon sh'niginavah, if the animal was stolen. V'yam meta kadarka, and they said it died in its regular fashion. Socher du machai b'gnei v'aveda. Socher now is trying to exempt himself. Kapato nafshim meita kadarka. Be asham. So therefore he has to pay an asham. Shoel du benkach v'benkach yiv mechayiv. A shoel, whether the reality comes out or his claim is accepted, he has to pay anyways. Bechatat, he just lied, so it's a chatat. Now my kamash malan, if you think about it, it's very elegant, but on the other hand, it doesn't teach us anything new. We know the principles. The applications are just window dressing. The answer is lafukim rabbi yami. But there's an opinion of Rabbi Yami that we have to oppose. And what's that opinion? You can never be chayiv shuat bitui, and it's lying under oath, achalti v'lo achal, if it's an oath administered by the Beit Din. Only it's an oath that you take on your own. Meaning if you initiate the oath. So, kamash malan to lok Rabbi Yami. So this entire piece is there to teach us, contra Rabbi Yami, that you could be chayiv shuat bitui for an oath administered by Beit Din if you lie, but your lie didn't get you out of anything. Either you're still chayiv or you're a pater anyways. Okay, itmar. Shomer shemasal shomer. Beautiful sugya. What happens if a shomer hands it to another shomer, which is really what our Mishnah is about. But we're going to start back door by discussing the topic, then getting to our Mishnah. Rav amar patur. Now, what this means is that if a shomer handed something to another shomer and the second shomer had something happen under his watch, that the first shomer would be pater for. So a shomer chinam gives it to another shomer and to another fellow, and the animal is stolen. So the question is the first guy pater, or is he chayiv because he let it out of his watch? Rav amar pater, Rav Yochanan amar chayiv. Now, Amar Abaye, Tamei de Rav, lo mi baye shomer chinam shemasa le shomer sachar. Abaye makes the comment. According to Rav, certainly it's obvious if a shomer chinam gives it to a shomer sachar, the ilui ala lishmirato, he has now raised the threshold and got better shmirah. Even if a shomer socher gives it to a shomer chinam, the grui gara l'shmirato, the shmirah has now gone down, he's still pater. My tama, maso levendat. After all, you lock it in a room, you tie it up, or you give it to another adult who's a competent person, then that's a part of your shmirah. That's Rav. Tamei de Rabbi Yochanan, the inverse for Rabbi Yochanan, who says you're chayiv. By a shomer sachar, shomer shol shem echinam degoy gar lishmirato. Certainly, if you're a shomer sachar and you ask the guy to do you a favor and watch it for free, that your shmirah has gone down. I feel the shomer echinam, shomer shol shem sachar. Even if you're a shomer echinam and you paid somebody to watch it, dilu aldi lishmirato, that you've raised the level chayav. You're still chayav. Why? The amarle, the owner will say, ain ritzoni shei piktoni bealacher. I have no interest in my pikkanim being in somebody else's hands. You, I trust him. I don't trust. Okay, that's the layout of the sugya, of the machloket. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, Hadi Rav Lav Ferishit Mar. Rav's position was not explicitly stated. As a matter of fact, that isn't Rav's position. And it was erroneously inferred from a case. Ela Michlala, it was an inference. What's the case? The Hanu Ginoi, there were gardeners. The Chol Yom Avu Mifakti Marayhum Gabod Ahi Savta. They used to leave their rakes with a particular old lady. That's where they would leave them. Yom Acharav Kadino the Gabi Chad Minayu. But one day they left it with one of their own. Shama kol behilula. He heard about a wedding. Or he heard of a wedding feast. He went to go see what's happening. Nafaka zalf kedinu legabedei savta. He gave the rakes to those to that old lady that they always gave it to. Ada azavata igumarayu. By the time he got back, they'd been stolen. Ata lekame de rab patre. He came to Rab and said, "Do I have to pay my fellow gardeners or not?" And he said, "You're pater." Man de chazosav mishum shemer shemasal the shemer. The person who saw Rav's psak thought it was because Shomer Shemasa the Shomer is Pater. Velohi, that's not the reason. Shani Hatam Choyom Anami Inu Gufayu Gabad Aisavta Mfaktilohu. The reason here is because all the gardeners every day would give this old woman their rakes, so therefore they trusted her. So therefore there's no reason here, to be Mechayiv him. But if he gave it to somebody else, to be Mechayiv, maybe. Now Yati Rabbi Ami Kamar Lahashmata. Rabbi Ami went over this, reviewed this statement. Eith Rabbi Abba Marmemel Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Abba Marmemel challenged Rabbi Ami from our Mishnah. Socher par mechaver v'shila l'acher. Umeite kadarka yishava socher shemeite kadarka v'asholim yishalim the socher. In our Mishnah, the socher doesn't lose anything by lending it out. Lehefech, he ends up gaining. V'meito leimale ein ritzoni shepik doni b'aracher. Why doesn't the owner just say to the socher, if we follow Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning, I have no interest in my pikkanim being in somebody else's hands. Therefore, when it died, you're chayv and you have to pay me. So Rabbi Ami answered, you know what we're talking about here? Bishnatnulo Rashut. Meaning the owner said, you can lend it if you want to. So, if that's the case, then you should pay the owner. Because the owner said that I'm giving it to you, I'm renting it to you, and you can lend it to anybody you want, which means it's really coming back to the Bailim. The answer is, that the owner said, you can rent it on your discretion. So, Meitav Rabbi Ram Bar Chama. Let's see if this works. Hamafkin Maote Sachavero. A guy gives money to another fellow. Tsraran Viv Shilam Lacharav. And the guy threw it over his back. Or Misaran Viv Novi Talk Tanim. He gave it to his children, his minor children. Vinalvi Fam Shalokarwe. He put them in a room and didn't lock it properly. Chayav is Chayav. That's Pshia. Shalashamaka Derech Hashem. He didn't watch it properly. Tam Adik Tanim. What's our inference? It's only because they're minor children. Hagdolim Pater. So, if he gave it to his adult children, he's Pater. Amai. Name Alei. Ein ritzoni shepiktoni biaracher. Why doesn't he say, I don't want my pikkanim to be in somebody else's hands? And therefore, even if they're adult children and they get lost, they should be chayiv. So Amarava, the answer is, this is circumstantial, situational. Amarava, kol amafkid al dat ishto avanav hun amafkid. Anytime that somebody gives a pikkanim, he assumes that the wife and adult children, the other adults in the house, will also be involved in watching it. Not children. So Amri Nardeya, then Hardei said, Dekanami, we can prove that's true. Diktani Oshima Swan Livnovi Tok Tanim. Because it singled out his own children, Chayav. Halivnovi Tok Dolim, Patur. So if it's his adult children, Patur. Michlal de Lacherim, implying that if it was not his own children, but somebody else, Loshtak Dolim, Loshtak Tanim, Chayav, he'd be Chayav even if they were adults. The only point is it's his kids. It's his kids. Why? Because the Mafki gave it to him, assuming that the other adults in the house would also watch it. To imkain litnik tanim stama, because otherwise the Mishnah could just say, if he gave it to tanim, he's chayiv. Implying if he gave it to gdolim, he's pater, meaning anybody else. No, that's not the case. He gave it to his own kids, and that's the reason. Shma mina. Now, Amar Rava. Hilchata shamer shemasa l'shamer chayiv. We pass on a kubi ochran, you're chayiv. Loim baya shamer sachar shemasa l'shamer chinam, digrui gar l'shmerato. Certainly, if a shamer sachar gave it to a shamer chinam, where the level went down, even a shomer chinam that gave it to a shomer sachar, where the threshold of shmirah went up, chayav. Now notice that the Gemara gives a slightly different reason than what we gave earlier in Abaye's take, which was that in Ritzoni Shia Pikdoni Biaracher, he says, my time, this is Rava, Tamar Liat Mehemnat Libeshvua, Heachlo Mehemnat Libeshvua. The owner says to the original Shomer, you I trust to take a Shvua. I don't trust him to take a Shvua. He could do something and then lie under Shvua, and I don't trust him. I give you a Pikodim because I also trust you'll be honest with me. And so therefore, we have a slightly different reason that's going to play out in the next Sugya. So Itmar, here we go. Pasham Bav Yatzal Agam. Let's say that a Shomer Chinam was neglectful and didn't watch the animal carefully. It went out to the marsh, umeta kedarka, and then it died in a normal fashion. Remember, shomer chinam, if an animal just drops dead, he's pater. On the other hand, if he's neglectful, and he leaves the thing open, it wanders out and it gets lost, he's chayiv. So here, it wandered out to the marsh, and it died there. Abai, now Rabba paskind, but we have machloka between these two prized talmidim, Abai and Rava, what he said. Abai yishmeidu Rabba amar chayav. You're chayiv. Rava yishmeidu Rabba amar patur. So let's see what it's about. Abai Mishmei de Rabba Amar Chayav, and he said very strong words called Dayana de Lo Dayan Ki Hai Dina Lav Dayana, who any judge who judges differently, then this is not a real Dayan. Lo Mibai Laman Damar Tchilat Tov B'Shiva Sof Monos Chayav, certainly according to the one who says that if the beginning of an action is Bipshia, and the end is Ones, like letting an animal climb up to the roof and then it falls off, you're Chayav, certainly you're Chayav. Alafil Man Damar Pater, even according to one who says that Tchilat Tov B'Shiva Sof Monos Pater, Hacha chayiv, here you are chayiv, my time. Why are you so chayiv? Damrina and hevla da agma katla. It's the air around the marsh that killed him. In other words, it's really your neglect that killed him. Rava mishmei de Rabba Amar Pater. He disagrees, and he says, called dayana de lo dayan ki hai dina lav dayanahu. Anybody who judges differently than what I say is not a dayan. Lomi bai laman damar tchilato b'shiva sofman is pater, certainly according to the position who says that if the beginning of the problem starts b'shia and ends ba'onis your pater, filaman damar chayiv hacha pater, here your pater, my time, tamina malachamavet, mali hacha, mali hatam, the malachamavet doesn't care where it is. If this cow is supposed to die, he's going to die. So he dies out there, he dies here. Had he died in the house, he'd be pater. So he died out there. Remember this, if you are neglectful and the animal wanders out to the lake and then you find him and bring him back, you're not chayiv, he's fine. And so he died, it had nothing to do with the lake or the marsh. Now, if there's a little concession here, Modi Abai agrees that if you go and get him and bring him back, or he comes back to the house and dies there, you're pater. And you're not going to say the few minutes or hours that he was out in the marsh killed him. My time at the Hadrala, he came back. Vilekal remember I had to have a lot of agma katla. You can't say that the air around the marsh killed him. Modi Rava kolecha de igna vagana be agam, and Rava agrees with Abaye that if it was stolen at the marsh, umeta kedarka be ganav, that it dies in a normal way in the house of the ganav de chayiv, my time, the shavka malachamavit, even if the malachamavit had left him around, let him go and not killed him, bevete de ganav avikami, he'd be sitting in the house of a ganav because of your neglect of opening the door open. So you're chayiv in any case. Now here's the challenge. Amarle Abaye Rava, lidachta mat malachamavit, according to you, who said this idea that the malachamav, malihachim, malihacham, malihatam, he could have killed him anywhere. Hi, the oath for Rabbi Abba Ramemel or Rabbi Ami. Remember what Rabbi Abba Ramemel challenged Rabbi Ami from our Mishnah. Vishani le Mishnah nulo ba'alim reshut lahashil. He said, if a shomer cannot pass to a shomer, then why in our Mishnah is this a socher gain? The answer was a case where the owner said you couldn't lend it out. So, why do we need that? Why don't we just say, oh, it was going to die. And it died in the house of the socher, then he'd be put there anyways. So, Rava answered Abaye. Remember, Rava and Abaye had two different takes on why Rabbi Yochanan said, Shomer Shemasa the Shomer Chayiv. You who understand Rabbi Yochanan's reason as, I don't want my pikodin to be in somebody else's hand, ikol otvalahi. So now you have a challenge. But I have a different reasoning, which was that the owner can say, I trust you b'shvua, but I don't trust him b'shvua, leka la'otva klal. In that case, you don't have a challenge at all to my position that if he, that the pshia happened and then he died out there, that you're chayiv. Because in this case, the socher himself is taking the shvua. Okay, so now, Meiti Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama challenges Abaye's take again. Let's say you took the animal that you're watching, up to the top of a sharp rock. And then he fell. That's not called Onus Yechayiv. Hameta Kadarka, mashma, that if he walked up there and he just died on his own, Hareza Onus, Upatar. So you can't say the heir of the marsh. Why don't you say the heir of the high mountain killed him? Am I Lemale Avir the Harkatla? So Inami Uvtsina Harkatla, maybe the effort of climbing up killed him. So Achmayaskin and Shalal Mira Shamin Vatov. Maybe he was taking him up there actually for some nice grazing. And he was grazing nicely, and then he died, so that's why you're Upatar. So Yachli Naflan Nami, if that's the case, then even if he falls off, he should be Upatar. The answer is Shayalu Lutokfa. When he's near the rock, you should have held him. For Lutokfa, he didn't hold him. That's neglect. So Yachi Emereisha, I'll tell the Rosh Tzukin to fly. If it goes up on its own and falls, Areza Ones. So Yibayla Mitkafa, you should have held him. The answer is Lutzricha, Shetkaftova Alta, Tkaftova Yarda. Maybe that's the case where the animal pulled the Shomer. And he pulled him up to the top and then fell off. Okay. Now, the last piece we saw in our Mishnah was that Rabbi Yossi challenged the Tanakhama and said, how can the Socher do business with the other guy's para and get it paid for it? And Rabbi Yossi, Ketzad Alo says Chorab Parato. So Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Alochak Rabbi Yossi. The first thing Shmuel said, we follow Rabbi Yossi. So the money goes to the owner, not to the Socher. And Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's son said to him, Amarlan Mishpena Shmuel, you taught in Shmuel's name, Chaluk haya Rabbi Yossi aparishona. Rabbi Yossi disagreed with the first Mishnah. Dahainu, Rabbi Yossi said that when an owner comes to a shomer and says, where's my thing? And the shomer decides instead to pay rather than take the oath, he does not acquire any rights to kefil. And then you said he disagrees there. Halachakamoto and halachakamoto, do we follow him there too? So Amrale, he answered, Chaluk haya Rabbi Yossi aparishona, you're right. Halachakamoto aparishona, and we follow him there too. See, in Manami, Rabbi Elazar said the same thing. Haluka, Rabbi Yosef, Rishona, Halacha, Gamato, Av, Rishona. We follow him in both Mishnayot, and of course he disagreed in the first Mishnah also. That's Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Modai, Rabbi Yosef, Rishona. Why? Shekvar Shilaim. Rabbi Yosef agrees in the first Mishnah that the Shomer does gain rights. Here, the Socher didn't do anything. So therefore he doesn't get rights to collect from the Shoel. In the first Mishnah, he does because he paid. Shilaim? Ian lo shilim lo, you're going to tell me in the first Mishnah, we went through this at the beginning of the parak, that he paid? And if he didn't pay, he's not? Remember, Rabbi Yochanan himself said, he didn't have to pay. As long as he says, I'm ready to pay, even if he doesn't pay, he collects the kefil. So, fix Rabbi Yochanan's statement to say that Rabbi Yossi agrees in the first Mishnah because the fellow expressed his readiness to pay, and therefore, he does acquire rights to collect the kefil. Okay, we'll stop here. In the next podcast, the Mitzvah Shomer will pick up on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in the third Mishnah of the third Parak. Everyone should have a wonderful day.